Yes, hey, listen to this. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones." Friend, it is good to laugh. It is good to have a joyful heart, a merry heart. Beautiful reminder today from Proverbs 17, 22. Because honestly, if you and I can get so caught up on day-to-day life and responsibilities and things that we forget to smile, that we forget to laugh, that we forget to enjoy the joy of our salvation. Friend, how are you? I pray that you are doing well today. I am your host, Joey Kroll. And friend, this is the day the Lord has made. I hope you're rejoicing and being glad in it. And I'll tell you what, here on Mark and Friends today, you are in for a treat. Speaking of laughter, speaking of joy, we're going to kind of slow things down a little bit, kind of let our hair down, and hear Christian comedian Dennis Swanberg today share just a little bit about his dad. You know, we celebrated Father's Day on Sunday, and we're going to hear just the humorous Dennis Swanberg as he shares stories about his dad. So let's let our hair down today, and let's have a good laugh with Christian comedian Dennis Swanberg.
I love my daddy, Floyd Leon. Some of y'all have heard about Floyd Leon and Pauline Bernadine. I'm not making those names up. Floyd Leon and Pauline Bernadine. My grandpa's name was Eloff. We had a grandma Agda. We had an aunt Signe. We had an uncle Tuttery. We had an uncle Ungve. I thank God for Dennis every day of my life. Amen. But I love my daddy, Floyd Leon. He's a man's man, 6'2", 220 in his prime, Floyd Leon. Raised a sharecropper, as a sharecropper. I mean, he was a working man all of his life. I'm going to tell you, my dad, he knows how to work. My daddy, he's the kind of man that would do moving and hauling. He was a printer for 45 years, and he would do that till 4:30. Then we'd go do moving and hauling. Then we'd go cut grass, amen. And we would even sell fertilizer, amen, from our farm. We'd sack it up and go to the rich part of town with sacks of fertilizer from contented cows. Amen. That means a lot. You don't want anything from an uncontented animal. I'll tell you that. It can set you free. But anyhow, we'd go to the wealthy part of town. I'd bring those sacks up to these little ladies' house. I'd knock on the door. I was a little boy. Daddy'd have it out there in the truck. And she'd say, "Yes, what can I do for you?" And I said, "Man, would you like to have some fertilizer for your azaleas from some contented cows?" She'd say, "Well, it's $1 a sack. A little bit goes a long way." "Well, I'll take some." I'd tell my daddy, "She wants 2 sacks. He'd bring 2 sacks up, take it back to the back of the house, set it back there by the garage or the servants' quarters. You know what I'm talking about. And then I'd get her name. "What's your name?" "My name is Miss Johnson." "Thank you, Miss Johnson." Then I'd make my way over to the next house and knock on that door. And she'd say, "Yes, what can I do for you, little boy?" I said, "Miss Johnson, bought 2 sacks of fertilizer from contented cows from our farm. Would you like some? A little bit goes a long way on the azaleas." "Well, she got 2 sacks. I'll get 3. We had that whole truckload sold by noon and had that extra cash. We were working people. We weren't white collar. We weren't blue collar. We were more ring around the collar. Amen. And my daddy, he's a great man. I love my dad. He's been my hero all my life. He was in the 36th Infantry Division, T. Patch of Texas, 21 years. Amen. He's a man's man. My dad's a deacon. And he's down there at Hyde Park Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. And when they do those deacon ordination services, it's pretty awesome. They all line up, all the ordained men, and they come up here and they have the contestants up here sitting down in a chair. Candidates. Not contestants, I'm sorry. And there'll be about 5 of them up there. And now they let them sit in chairs because most of the time their knees are bad and everything. And their wives will stand behind them, which is a nice touch. And they'd line up, my dad and all them, and they'd come up and they'd do the laying on of hands. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's called the laying on of hands. And they just acknowledging what God has already set these men apart. And they'd have to lay hands on them, and they'd pray over them, say a little something over them. And my dad, he's so cute when he does it. My dad's hard of hearing. So he's loud, and he thinks he's whispering, but he's loud. And he doesn't know it. So like when he comes up to to pray over someone, we all hear what he says. But he's good. He says the same thing for each one of them. It's really pretty precious. And when he's waiting his turn, he's had both knees replaced. And sometimes that one leg just sort of goes on out there. It's sort of like, he looks like a 77-year-old Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then when he lays hands on, that one leg won't cooperate, so he has to sort of let it lean out. And he puts his hand on him and he says the same thing. He says, "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those of them. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy." Gets to the next one. "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those of them. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy." Bless the Lord. And we're out here going, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." But everybody loves my daddy. Been there forever. "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those in me. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy. You're a good boy." Finally came to the last one. Are you ready? "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those within me. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy. You still got that truck for sale?" I shared that one time at a church, and the guy said, "Well, did he get the truck?" I said, "No, man, he opened his mouth too soon." The other guy beat him to it. I love my daddy. He's a deacon, and he's a good deacon. My dad, not only is he a deacon, he's an usher. He's an usher at Hyde Park Baptist Church. I'm telling you, it was about a year or two ago. My older sister and little sister can verify this. My mama can too. They called me on the phone. I go, "Hello.
Hey, what's going on?"
"Oh, good, Daddy. Y'all doing all right?"
"We're doing all right."
And then mama, she can, "Daddy, tell him. Tell him, Daddy."
"Now, Pauline, I ain't bragging. Good night."
"Daddy, I'm proud of you. And tell Dennis he wants to know. Tell him."
"Oh, I'm not. Good night. I didn't call to tell him that, Pauline."
"Daddy, tell him. Now, tell him."
"Well, I've always ushered that south aisle, and this last Sunday they gave me the center aisle."
I said, "Well, that's great." Mama said, "He looks so good coming down that aisle. I think it's a reward for years of service." My dad said, "I don't care where I usher. I mean, I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve." I said, "Well, Dad, that's great. Well, I mean, good night."
Mama said, "I was so proud. When he came down, I just looked at him and I just smiled and everything. I'm so proud of your daddy. He's got the center aisle."
Oh, my dad, I love him. You know, my dad's in charge of the tea on Wednesday night supper. Wednesday night supper, in charge of the tea. And I love talking to him about that. I said, "Dad, how's everything going with the tea?"
"Well, it's going pretty good. We've had some problems."
"It ain't going to split the church, is it?"
"I hope not, but you know how it can be a divisive kind of thing."
"Well, what is the problem, Daddy?"
"Well, a lot of people are taking two glasses. And after 2/3 of the people come through, we run out of glasses and have to use styrofoam cups. And a lot of people don't like it, and I don't like it either. Good night." "And it's a problem. I told our education man about it, but he hadn't done a thing about it. Good night."
I went, "Oh, Dad, that's really something. I'm putting that on the prayer list at my church."
"Well, just pray that it'll be resolved."
I said, "Daddy, why don't you take your money and go buy some glasses and donate it to the church?"
"I ain't going around a committee."
Oh, help me, Jesus. It's sort of cute. This last year, I said, "Dad, how's the tea going?"
"Well, we've got some new glasses."
"Well, praise the Lord.
They're bigger."
I said, "That's great."
"Only problem is, used to, I could get 24 glasses on a tray. And now I can only get 17. The lemonade man is having the same problem."
My dad had a serious side to him, too. You know, just so far, I mean, he was for me, provided everything I needed. But for instance, like when we'd go out to eat at a cafeteria and go through that cafeteria line, that was huge to go out to a cafeteria to eat, young people. That was huge. And I remember I was so hungry as a teenager, I said, "Daddy, can I have two meats?"
He said, "You got 75 cents?
I had to pay for my extra meat. I had to pay for it.
He said, "Load up on bread, son. Load up on bread."
I mean, we were the only people that went through there. We had a meat, we had a few green beans, and just a big old plate of rolls for 3 cents each. Load up on bread. Load up on bread, man. I did. That's where I developed a love for carbohydrates. I love carbohydrates. Amen. Carbs. I'm thinking about writing a book, Carbs for Christ. Are you with me? I got to tell you something. Sort of got me sad the other day. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to have several people help me. Billy Graham's going to help me on this one. Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, Barney Fife. Billy's going to... Go ahead, Billy.
Thank you. It is with saddest heart that I must pass on the following news. Please join me in remembering a great icon of the entertainment community. The Pillsbury Doughboy died yesterday of a yeast infection. And he had complications from repeated pokes in the belly. He was 71.
Well, now, thank you there, Billy. The doughboy was buried in a lightly greased coffin. Dozens of celebrities turned out to pay their respects, including Mrs. Butterworth, Hungry Jack, the California Raisins, Betty Crocker, the hostess Twinkies, and Captain Crunch. The grave site was piled high with flowers. F-L-O-U-R-S, flowers. And Jemima delivered the eulogy and lovingly described Doughboy as a man who never knew how much he was needed. Do you cook a lot, honey? You know, it's dough. You need it. You need it.
Oh, great. Okay.
I know her husband right now is going, speak to her, speak to her, please speak to her. My prayers are being answered. My prayers are being answered. Doughboy rose quickly and he rose quickly. Dough rose quickly in show business, but in later life was filled with turnovers.
Ronald Reagan here. He was not considered a very smart cookie, wasting much of his dough on half-baked schemes. Despite being a little flaky at times, he still, as a crusty old man, was considered a role model for millions. Doughboy is survived by his wife, Play-Doh. Two children, John Doe and Jane Doe. Plus they had one in the oven.
Did you get that, honey? Okay.
And he is also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart.
The funeral was held at 3:50. For about 20 minutes.
Oh, what a tribute, amen, what a tribute. But anyhow, where was I? I was going somewhere. Do you remember where I was? When you're ADD people, sometimes you're like a channel changer. Just keep punching it, and you'll come back to where you were, amen? Those were the days my daddy and I, we'd watch television like that together, sports and everything. My dad's always been the encourager. He's always been that type that just builds me up. My daddy, oh, I remember when I was in college and everything, my mother would say, now, call your daddy. Call your daddy. I said, well, Mama, when I call him, it ain't much conversation. Well, it means a lot to your daddy to call your daddy. And I remember how I'd call him and he'd say, hello, daddy.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm all right. And, you know, my dad's the type I'll say, Dad, I love you. You know, I'm bold to say it. Dad, I love you. But he's not of that generation. And when I'd say that, he would go,
well, we never had to bail you out of jail.
Well, Daddy, I love you. You've meant so much to me all my life. I love you, what you've done for me, how you provided for me. And, Dad, I don't know how to say it, but just, I love you. And he went,
have you changed your all lately?
But I remember one time when I was at Baylor University, I called home and I said, Daddy, I was talking to him. I said, it's not looking real good in school. I wasn't the best student. I said, this English is about to kill me. Y'all can tell just the way I talk. I said, it was tough at Baylor University. I said, Dad, I don't know if I'm going to make it. He said,
well, let me ask you this now. Are you flunking it?
I said, well, no, but I got a C, maybe a D.
He said, well, isn't it the main thing you pass it?
I said, well, yes, sir.
Well, if you don't pass it, will they let you take it over?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it then.
But my dad was always encouraging to me. And in the seminary, when I went to the seminary and everything, and went and got my doctorate, I got my doctor's degree. When I got my doctor's degree, we were going out to eat after. I told my wife, honey, let's just go out to eat where they want to, and then later on we'll go somewhere nice.
Well, honey, it's your graduate. It's your doctorate.
I said, well, it's just going to make it simple. We'll go eat at the cafeteria. I said, and later on I'll take you out to a steakhouse, but that'll be good for Mom and Daddy. So, sure enough, when we all finished, my dad said,
wherever y'all want to eat, now it's on me now. It is on me. Where y'all want to go, it's up to y'all, wherever y'all want to go.
I said, Dad, there's a cafeteria right over there on I-35 in Fort Worth where I did my seminary. He said, well, I saw it myself. Is that whatever y'all want? That's what we want. And my wife's going, liar, liar, pants on fire. We get over there, though. My dad, he's so proud of me. My dad just went through high school, you know, and what have you, and went to work as a printer when he was 16 years old, stayed there 45 years. My dad, just an awesome man, smart man, but just not very, didn't get really that much of an education. Didn't even really grasp perhaps what all I had done. But I never will forget, we get there to the cafeteria, and he said, y'all get ahead now. Y'all go on up there. Go on now. It's on me now. Y'all go on. Go on now. So Laurie, Chad, and Dusty are up there. Laurie's going, and then Mama, and then me. And Dad said, now come on, y'all get what you want. Tell them up there. Tell the lady that it's on my, tell the lady up there it's on me. Okay, Dad, we'll tell her. Well, tell her. Be sure to tell her now. He can't even wait. And then he goes,
all these are on mine.
We're going through the line, and as we're going through the line, then my dad said some precious words to me. You know what he said?
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. It's still yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get you two meats if you want them.
True story. I love my daddy. I remember all those times I did hospital visitation in the ministry. Amen. We and the staff, we know about going to the hospital. I remember when my daddy was in the hospital. He's had a couple of hernias. He's had some knee surgeries. He's had this and that. I remember we all went there the first time he had to have some surgery, and we was all in his room, and he wouldn't get put on the gown right there in front of him. We said, Daddy, you need to get the gown on and get in your bed.
I ain't putting that thing on yet. I'll put it on when they come get me. I ain't putting that thing on. Good night. It's pitiful looking. I unfolded it a while ago when y'all weren't here. It's pitiful. It is pitiful.
And they said, Mr. Swanberg, we need to get you on here.
All right, give me a minute. Good night.
He goes in the bathroom. I said, Dave, we'll leave.
Oh, no, good night.
He goes in that bathroom. When he came out, he had it on backwards. He had the little tie downs. The split was in the front. And he come out there going, this is the most pitiful thing I've ever seen. I said, Daddy, you don't put it, it goes down the back.
Well, that ain't much better either, I'm telling you.
My mama used to always say, call you Daddy. I'd call my daddy. You know, I'm glad to know that I can call on my Heavenly Father too. You know, Jesus called his Father, Abba, Daddy. We have a great Heavenly Father. And if our earthly Father gives us good gifts, how much more so our Heavenly Father gives us good gifts? Amen. Oh, the power of a daddy. Maybe you didn't have one around. But you be a good daddy. You be a good dad. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, what my dad called me when I was little and has called me even up to this day. Always called me champ.
Way to go, champ.
He instilled in me, I think, to be a champion. And I'm going to tell you something. God wants to instill in you to be that champion. And dads, he wants you to champion your children and champion his cause, the cause of Christ. It means everything. My dad, he's getting a little older now. My dad is at a stage in his life where, you know, his memory's not as good as it used to be. But you know what? I remember. I remember. And I'll always remember. I'm praying that when I'm in the third stage of the assisted care living center, and I'm about out of it, that God will give me the ability to remember my daddy and my mama.
Christian comedian Dennis Swanberg today on Fathers. In fact, 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. That's the truth from God's word right there for those who've put their trust and their faith in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and those who have called upon him to be the Lord and Savior. We've been given the right, the Bible says, to be called children of God, and therefore he is our heavenly Father. Friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. If you missed any portion of today's program, you can go back and listen to it anytime at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Click on Audio Archives, and you can listen to the program in its entirety right there at our website, greatnewsradio.org. While you're there, consider partnering up with this radio ministry as we head into the slower summer months in terms of giving. We'd love to hear from you. And click the donate button right there on the right-hand side of our website. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.